Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme Person, text number 19. Yomam evam samudo janati purushottamam sasarvavid vajante mam sarvabhavena bharata ya anyone who mam me evam thus a samudha without a doubt janati knows purusha uttamam Supreme Personality of Godhead sa hi sarvavid the knower of everything bhajati renders devotional service mam unto me sarvabhavena in all respects Bharata, O son of Bharata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whoever knows me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Purport, there are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entity and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna to be the Supreme Person is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the Absolute Truth, but the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Throughout the whole of the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is being stressed at every step. And there are still so many stubborn commentators on Bhagavad Gita consider the Supreme Absolute Truth and the living entities to be one and the same. Vedic knowledge is called Shruti, learning by oral reception. One should actually receive the Vedic message from authorities like Krishna and his representatives. Here Krishna distinguishes everything very nicely. One should hear from the source. Simply to hear like the hogs is not sufficient. One must be able to understand from the authorities. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this, according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the purpose of the Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of the Vedas. The word bhajati is very significant. In many places, the word bhajati is expressed in relationship with the service of the Supreme Lord. If a person is engaged in full Krishna consciousness in the devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has understood all Vedic knowledge. And the Vaishnava Parampara, it is said that if one is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, then there is no need for any other spiritual process for understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. He has already come to the point because he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He has ended all preliminary processes of understanding, but if anyone, after speculating for hundreds of thousands of years, does not come to the point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one has to surrender there, all his speculation for so many years and lives is a useless waste of time. Yo mama eva masamudau janati purushottamam sasaravit pajante mam sarabhavena bharata. Whoever knows me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me, O son of Bharata. Here the word speculation is mentioned. So the question is, who's speculating? What does it mean to speculate? Generally we think of speculating as you take 5 euros and you bet it on a horse, hoping that it's going to come in. That's speculation. Similarly, we're speculating on this body, that somehow or another, by some arrangement, we're going to be able to accomplish, namely, 3 things. We're going to understand how to become permanently happy. So everyone is choosing some idea from the vast array of material conceptions, what is necessary to be done in order to make this body permanently happy, and therefore me permanently happy. And Prabhupada takes the extreme speculation that how can I make myself, or how can I realize that I am God? Which is basically why everyone came here, to realize that they're God. Now, trying to realize one's God is in the material field is rather difficult, because when you have 7 people on this 7 billion planet on this planet, trying to become God, you have a lot of competition. And what is the criteria to measure that you're God? Generally speaking, someone may be stronger, someone may be more beautiful, someone may be wealthier, whatever. And they're all thinking that they're a God, that they're the best. Unfortunately, it doesn't last very long. In other words, how long will beauty last? And at the end of leaving this body, how much wealth can I take with me, etc.? And when I'm 100 years old, how strong will I really be? So people are speculating what to do in order to achieve some desired opulence which will make them better than everyone else, outstanding, profit, adoration, distinction, or at least they can think themselves to be the supreme. And the ultimate one is to merge in Brahman, and there you can peacefully, practically forever, think that you're God, and no one will disturb you. You're definitely one of a kind there, and there's another 100 million trillion other souls all thinking that they're God. So you're not alone. They all have the same opinion, that they're all God. But Gyane Priyasa Munapasta Namanteva Jivanti Samukari Dam Bhavati Avartam Stane Sita Shuti Katam Dhanavang Manovira Ye Priyasa Jita Dichok Taistrilokyam. But Brahma says we have to put these speculations aside. This whole idea that something I'm going to do in order to improve my material existence that will actually give me the accomplishment of getting becoming blissful eternally. Put that aside, yane priyasa udapasta namandeva, and become submissive to what? Jivanti samukari tam bhavadiya vartam. That becomes submissive to the words of the great sages. And what are they saying? Stane sita shudhikatamdo navangmano bir. Remaining in whatever position we're in, at the same time, hear about Krishna, and then with our body, mind, and words, agree to engage in his service. So devotional service is the, as it says here, is the perfection of life. Especially when it's done without doubting. And what are the doubts coming from? Ignorance. And what is the ignorance? The ignorance is that somehow or another, I'm going to become happy in this material world. So that's ignorance, because no one becomes happy in the material world. I mean, at least we should be able to understand theoretically, how can you be happy when you're about to die? Have you ever met anyone, you know, it comes up to, hey, I got good news for you. What's that? I'm going to die. Well, so we may think, well, that's good news to me. I don't know if it's good news for you. I mean, how many people enjoy, yeah, finally I made it. I'm going to die, the perfection of my life. That's what I've been waiting for. No, everyone's in anxiety. When am I going to die? What's going to happen when I die? Where am I going after I'm done? People are completely in anxiety about that. They just kind of suppress it, that's all. They try to pretend it's not there. But in the background, it's complete anxiety, the material existence. If we're not suffering today, we're afraid we're going to suffer tomorrow. And that very fear of being afraid of suffering is suffering itself. And then when we're not suffering, we think we're enjoying, then we're afraid that when is my enjoyment going to end? And as soon as we start becoming afraid of when my enjoyment is going to end, then that's suffering. So basically speaking, material life means different varieties of suffering. When we're suffering less, then we think we're enjoying. And when we're suffering more, then we think we're suffering. And then when that suffering goes down, then we think we're enjoying again. So real success is to get out of all these conceptions and to understand that if we want to conquer anything, we should conquer Krishna. We should do something that Krishna will reveal himself. And the only thing that Krishna will reveal himself is bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatpataha. That if we become submissive to Krishna and follow his directions, then he becomes submissive to his devotee. He reveals himself to his devotee. He becomes the devotee of his devotee. But as long as we're competing against Krishna, then Krishna is not going to reveal himself, because it's not possible to compete against Krishna. It'd spoil our lives, our material life. If he revealed himself, we'd all become very disappointed. That, why can't I? It's impossible to compete against you. Now my whole existence is spoiled. Therefore, the very process of pure devotional service is the very essence of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains that we're not this body, explains there's time, explains he's a super soul, all to bring us to the point of rendering devotional service to him. Otherwise, it says here, shrama eva kevalam, it's all just a waste of time. Bhavanam jamanamante, gyanamam parpadite, vasudeva sarvamiti, Suramahatma Sudurlava. After passing through many, many births and deaths, one who is actually knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. So surrender to Krishna is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. And surrender to Krishna means to try to love Krishna, do things to please him, follow his directions, and cooperate with the devotees in his mission to help the innocent and defeat the atheists. That means surrender to Krishna. Anything else is just our imagination. So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. The one speculate because he have some anxieties or fear or just some denials?
Anxiety and fear is also speculation. We're speculating, when is that lion going to come and eat me, or maybe this cold virus is going to come and attack me. It's all speculation. And then when we become sick, then we went, oh, how can I survive? The material world is all speculation. I mean, we're just speculating all the time.
About everything.
We have only the real knowledge is to understand Krishna and our relationship with Krishna. Outside of that, we're in darkness. Therefore, we're always speculating. It's like when they turn off the lights here and you walk into a dark room, you start speculating what's in there. You see two bright lights together, and you think, well, maybe those are eyes, maybe it's a dangerous animal. It's all speculation. Only when you turn on the lights, you find out it's a glass elephant or something with two eyes, two jeweled eyes. Then your speculations ended. Then you start speculating where the elephant come from, who turned on the light. Our life is full of speculation.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. One of the important things in devotional service, in practicing, trying to practice bhakti yoga and attempts is to be patient. Is this also speculation, or how? Which category goes this, to be patient? Maybe Krishna.
Patient is to understand we're eternal. If you're eternal, you can be very patient. Since you have eternity to do things, there's no rush. But in order to realize we're eternal, we have to serve Krishna also. But we should have the background, we should understand we're eternally Krishna's service.
So, if I think that my best service to Krishna will be in this body and...
Well, right now that's all you got is this body. Unless you want to leave this body and get another one soon.
Then I will start to speculate if I will get better.
Oh, that you don't know. You'll find out. Better use this body then.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Grandaraj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.